Are we exposed? This is what every security team is wondering. But with vulnerabilities scattered across network, cloud, AI, and OT silos, the truth is out of reach, and attackers know it. There's a better way. Unify to defy risk with Tenable AI-powered exposure management. Tenable brings together all your security data and exposures in one unified view, giving you the attacker's map and revealing the critical paths and weaknesses they can exploit. Now your teams can prioritize intelligently, move decisively, and collaborate without friction. Tenable turns scattered work into a single proactive force. Instead of chasing noise, your team knows where to focus, gaining clarity, control, and speed to reduce cyber risk with confidence. Learn more at tenable.com. Tenable. Your exposure ends here.
At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
When ChatGPT first launched, all eyes were on China and what the big technology companies in China were going to do to respond to this. There was a lot of, you know, talk from Alibaba Holding Group and from Baidu, who's kind of like the Google of China, from SenseTime Group, who is a facial recognition pioneer based out of Hong Kong. And it's kind of interesting because we've had a few months to gauge exactly what's happening. So on the podcast today, I'm going to be talking about what is happening in AI in China right now, what we're seeing from the last few months, how the government there is responding, how the big tech companies have been responding to the situation, and what we can look to see in the future. So let's break it down. The first thing I'd want to say is that the three main players, like I mentioned, are Alibaba, Baidu, and SenseTime. But also there's a couple other big companies, and that is ByteDance, who is the owner of TikTok and a lot of other Chinese technology companies. And so I think the biggest thing to know about all of this is that the Beijing government essentially recently just laid out draft regulations, you could say, which essentially gives AI developers a green light to develop AI technology just so long as everything that they produce, the results from their large language models, are three things. Number one, truthful. Number two, accurate. And number three, objective. This is going to be a pretty big difficult task, I would say, because even OpenAI is obviously having issues with all of those three things. And then you have to keep in mind that in China, this is a whole nother level of, you know, what is truthful, obviously what the government would deem as truthful, what is accurate, what the government deems as accurate, and what is objective, which is obviously going to be, you know, it's going to be a bit of a tricky thing. So definitely these large technology companies in China have a few different things going against them. Number one being the government, its regulation, and trying to dance around that situation. I mean, I think that they're probably already, they're all happy that they have the green light to go and develop this, but they definitely have stipulations that I believe are going to hold them back and make their technology not very relevant outside of China. But because the Chinese government has banned technology like Google Bard and ChatGPT, OpenAI, and a lot of all of the American AI companies, they do have time and space to kind of keep up. So it is interesting because the stock prices of these companies initially, I believe that Baidu had one called ErnieBot. So Baidu is like the Google competitor, and it really underwhelmed the markets. It wasn't a super great bot. And so their company shares have been down 6% since March. And you can contrast that to Google, who had their big AI day yesterday, and their stock is up over $150 billion since debuting AI day and showing all of the new advancements in AI. Obviously, an area that in America is largely completely unregulated, so they can integrate and create these tools at whatever speed they want. And I mean, that being said, I do believe there's a lot of self-regulation. Google is a company that is obviously focused on its profits. It's not going to release something that's going to damage its brand. So they put a lot more research, a lot more work into making sure that their AI was, you know, as good as it could get. That being said, you know, Google is definitely, Google Bard is definitely not perfectly, doesn't always have perfect facts. ChatGPT definitely doesn't always have perfect facts. And I think the fact that, you know, they can label these things as experimental or under research or beta allows them to be able to release them, gather data, and improve them. And this is unfortunate that China's not going to have the ability to really do that. So in China, because the U.S. stocks have been blocked, retail investors have really gone wild for any domestically listed Chinese AI stocks or any stocks that even have like a small hint of having AI in them. So one called Cambricon Technologies, its shares have more than tripled this year because of that. And so I think the pros in America are largely staying away. And so the leading companies are the ones who essentially can just afford to be successful in AI, afford to put up with the government regulation and all of that. So I would say, despite Baidu's, bad news with Baidu's Ernie Bot, they still have a lot of first mover advantage in China. And I think that they've been investing in AI for over a decade at this point, and they have hundreds of PhDs in their company that is currently working on this. So it's obviously been a big focus for them for a long time. This is something I tell people a lot, right? It's not like all of a sudden AI, you know, broke into the scenes. AI, like, this company's been invested in them for 10 years. AI is something that's been around for a long time. Facebook has been using AI to help with their homepage algorithm since 2006. So it's nothing new, but it's definitely, with the advent of ChatGPT, super buzzy, super hyped up, and very talked about at the moment. So another area that I believe is going to be a challenge for China is in the semiconductor industry. So at the moment, the U.S. has blocked the NVIDIA's A100 chip from being shipped to China. The sales were banned by Washington. And so NVIDIA substituted that with the A800, which is about a third slower. Still a good chip, I would say, but it definitely is a very real challenge that China's not able to get as fast or as powerful microchips. They have some, you know, Chinese versions that are not quite as good. And it's going to be interesting to see how that plays out as they're trying to kind of fight against government regulation and chips. I would say, though, that the competition in China is still pretty tough. So Tencent Holdings, which dominates Chinese social media and online gaming, and then also ByteDance, which owns TikTok, are expected to really put up a fight in the artificial intelligence arena because they have massive data sets. So if you can just imagine all of the content and all of the information that ByteDance has from TikTok, right, they can pull in American consumers' data, they can pull in data from all around the world, all different languages, they can put transcripts on their videos, and then they have tons and tons of data on every single topic and what people are saying in every single area. And I think that alone is enough data to make a very substantial competitor to OpenAI and ChatGPT. And I'll be also interested to see if Facebook comes out with anything in the near future that is consumer-based, based off of their massive trove of information and data they have on customers on their platform. So I think that it's obviously going to be these first-tier players that have already broken in and are rather large that are going to be the winners. They're the only ones that can really put up with, fighting with the government of Beijing and doing all of all of their stipulations. But I do think that this push for AI right now is kind of, a rehabilitation effort by the Chinese government for China's big tech industry, which essentially has been in the regulatory doghouse for at least 2 years now. You'll see large companies like Alibaba had their CEO. He just disappeared for a couple months, and then he came back and said he was just a painter after he criticized the Chinese banking system. So Chinese government has been keeping close wraps on big tech and on, you know, the leaders of those industries, and has really been keeping them under their thumb for the last couple of years. And now they've kind of like extended the olive branch and said, you're allowed to, you know, we blocked all AI from coming into China, but you're allowed to pursue it as long as you follow our rules, and evidently have just as strict of censorship and regulations as the Chinese government currently has on the internet. So I think that the new regulations definitely make this harder. And the difference is that in the US, you know, models, they can, these AI models, they can learn, they can be released, people could argue one way or another over how the best way to train them or to fine-tune them or to get them to be more accurate, and if we need to make them more accurate, right? There's a whole debate going on. But in China, that's not going to be the model. The model is going to be strong regulation, and the companies are going to be liable if their chatbots produce answers that officials consider wrong. So this definitely is going to slow down the releases. They're going to have to really, really carefully test their products. And I think that it's going to be pretty difficult because they also have to keep an eye on what's happening in Washington, in the U.S., and how the regulations here are going, because inevitably they're going to want to follow those. And so I think it definitely is a very challenging landscape that these companies have at the moment. And I also think that there was a recent industry professional who Patel, who estimated that there is about 2 years at most that Chinese companies are off or behind OpenAI. So he thinks that Baidu's product is not as good as ChatGPT, but it's pretty good. So I would say 2 years is a pretty long time in tech. So as far as placing your bets on which tech giant is going to win, I think that we'll have to give that a year or so to see what the main differences between these Chinese AIs and the American ones are, and to see just how badly they're either lagging or if they find a way to miraculously catch up by... You know, I mean, I'm sure some people will say they're going to steal data and clone ChatGPT and get their source code, but I mean, who knows, right? Anyways, I'd love to hear your opinion, so make sure to join our ChatGPT community on Facebook. Let me know what you think about this. Let me know if you would use a AI chatbot out of China, and we will continue to follow this into the future. Thank you for listening to today's podcast episode, breaking down how AI is impacting your industry. Today's episode is sponsored by AIbox, a no-code AI app builder and marketplace, which just launched a crowdfunding campaign. If you are interested in investing in a new AI startup, you can go to republic.com/AI-box. I'll leave a link in the show notes as well to learn more. The minimum investment is $150, and the maximum investment is $100,000. Until next time, have a fantastic day.